Riley seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for a proposed dwelling. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Louisiana Avenue, approximately 365 feet southwest of North Bay Shore Drive. The 911 address is 107 Louisiana Drive, Milton. The zoning district is MR, tax parcel map number is District 235, map 3.16, parcel 12. I've noted they are seeking a 24.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. There was a previous variance granted in 2005 for this property of a 22-foot variance from the 30-foot front. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Brian Riley, 2849 South Bay Shore Drive. That's where we're staying right now.
Sir, hold on. We haven't sworn you in yet. We got to get everybody.
Sorry.
Yep, and I'm Sarah Riley. It's 2849 South Bay Shore in Milton.
Sir?
And I'm Thomas Head, 16401 Hudson Road, Milton, Delaware.
Right. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so anyway, we recently moved from Pennsylvania. We're currently staying in South Bay Shore area, Broad Hill Beach area, down the road. My in-laws are planning on retiring out that way, and they're currently staying there. We moved to the area to be with them, and we're also on a house hunt right now. We came across this lot. My mother-in-law is also a real estate agent, so she helped find this land for us. It is an interesting property. As you can see, there's houses on either side of the house, so it's like
land.
I'm sorry.
There's no house.
There's houses on either side of the lot that we're looking into. I guess there's federal wetlands on the back side of the land that encroach on the back side of the property. There is a pre-existing septic system that's there that's smack dab in the middle of the property, so that's why the variance is needed. There was a previous survey. We had a survey done. We just had the septic system checked out, and everything looks good with it. Our dimensions are the same dimensions that were approved with the house prior. I'm not sure why there's a few foot difference with the surveys that we got from back in 2006. The old survey said there was going to be 8 feet from the road. Our survey has come with like about 5.8 feet from the road.
Is that correct?
So.
And our builder is here to answer any specific questions.
And the lot is 50 feet wide. We plan on building a 30-foot wide dwelling in the middle, so we'd have 10 feet on either side, which would be within normal constraints. So I'm not sure if it looks like we're applying for multiple variances. We're strictly applying for the variance in the front of the property to build closer to the road.
If the engineer for some reason put 12.1 to the one side and 8 to the other, he was supposed to center with 10 and 10.1. The reason that there's a difference from the old survey to this survey was the stone bed for the septic system. The surveyor who currently did it, Mirrorstone, he went from the edge of the stone bed, which is a more correct way of determining where we can drive the back pilings for the to not interfere with the septic system. The septic system was reevaluated 2 weeks ago, maybe
yes.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. Everything's still structurally sound with the septic system. Everything perked out okay for it. So mostly they're asking for a setback from the street in. And then we designed the house so that there was absolutely no external staircases to encroach anything else. They're going to be underneath the house. within the structure from the underneath. And of course, we had to stay 10 feet from the existing septic, so the back deck would actually be outside of it would still be within the building restraint line. And it was wetlands that cut across the back, and they put the septic system in years ago, way before they'd even tried to get anything through for this. The only thing that would actually be legally allowed to build on the house, on the property, technically would be a 4-foot by 30-foot wide dwelling. So it's kind of
unique.
It's a unique property, they put the septic in.
And the septic system's where it is, because I'm not sure, they're not showing the wetlands on this property. This, an old survey, I don't know whether you guys have it or not, but the old survey actually shows the wetlands going from the back corner straight to the corner on a 45-degree angle to the old septic system. I don't know what anybody's intentions were in the past on doing that, but the only way that the property is buildable would be to encroach the front property line.
Does that complete your presentation?
Good.
Are there any questions from the board?
How far from the edge of paving to the house will it be?
5.8 feet.
I'm familiar with that area. I know there's a lot of flooding down there.
Currently they're about the ground level right now is about 4.4 above the plane right now. So technically we would only have to build the house about 4.5 feet out of ground. But we're actually going to build it a full 8 foot, so that, because obviously their driveway is going to be a parking garage underneath. Yeah. And the neighbor's houses on either side are already on the one that we would be affecting the most, because it would be sitting in front of their house coming down the street. They're currently up about 10 or 12 feet. I mean, they set their house up pretty high.
And there's no way you could build behind the septic system?
No.
No, it's wetlands.
The staircases, you said, you did say they'll be internal, so.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes. Okay. We're going to have two garage doors on the front, and then we're going to offset them to the one side so that we can put all the staircasing, everything will be internal.
Okay.
So it's basically just going to be a little square box with a little lean-to shed style roof, like kind of like a country, like a cabin-y kind of style.
Sure. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I just want to make sure your testimony jives with the paperwork in front of us, because it looks like we have two different house plans. One appears to be undated and it shows 32-foot wide house, but then I have one that's dated the 9th of this month, mm-hmm. and that one shows a 30-foot wide house, and that's the one that you're using.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. We narrowed it so that there wouldn't be any side setback encouragement, that if we do 10 and 10, that we'd still be within the builder's restraining lines on the side setbacks.
Okay. And then I think you had indicated it was this drawing had it shown kind of off kilter a little bit, but it would be centered so that it would be
correct
meeting setbacks. Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Further questions from the board?
Are the lots across the street, have they been built upon?
Straight across the street there is one house, and then on either side of the lot we're looking at there's houses, and then there is an empty lot catty cornered in the front, if I can point to it for you. These are like one or two empty lots here, and then there's a house or two down here.
So if approved, then your home would be 5.8 from the edge of the road?
Correct.
And there is a row of trees right there. Mm-hmm. I don't think the neighbors to the left side of the house, if you're looking from the road, would have a problem.
And septic square in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you spoken with the neighbors in 13?
I spoke with the neighbor on the right side, the other one, down on the bottom, he said to go for it. I didn't get anything in writing with him.
They don't live here year-round. They rent out their space off-season. They said they live there in-season.
They live there in the summer months.
And they... They didn't know if it was buildable. That's all they told us.
And they've never had an issue. I spoke with them at length, and like, what was the deal with this land? Because it's just been sitting with the septic for forever. And they even looked into potentially building, and they saw there was some red tape with all the variance stuff, so they kind of backed away.
Yeah, what we were told.
So we thought it was worth, you know, trying to get it.
What about traffic flow on Louisiana?
It's very, very desolate.
Yeah, it's a side street, so North Bay Shore is busier, and then you turn left onto Louisiana, and it's actually a dirt road. It's not paved or anything.
Does it run to a dead end, or does it keep...
It runs to a dead end, correct.
Yeah, there's a little cul-de-sac at the end, kind of.
There's only one house on the other side of them, so there would only be one other house using the road past their property. Potentially two, if somebody built a lot, that number nine across the street.
Yeah.
There is a lot less traffic on the west side of Bay Shore instead of the east side. East side, there's a few more houses, more traffic, so forth.
Mm-hmm. And even going south, there's more traffic because of the people fishing. Go fishing and they go to the drive-on areas. This is on the other side of that.
I have one other question. I just want to make sure, looking at this site plan, I notice on the kind of the back side of the septic, it says toe of slope. I'm guessing that, is that a slope? Does it slope from where that septic is down to the rear?
The toe of the slope is, it's a peat moss system. So it's elevated out of the ground, probably about 28 inches. So it's not a mound system, but it's kind of on the same line. So the toe of the slope is where the actual tapering of the soil is up to the top.
So the property doesn't slope to the rear yard. It's all the septic.
Kind of think of it as a mound system, but it's a peat moss system. So the toe of the slope is where it would reintroduce itself back to the virgin soil, and then taper up from there to the peat moss system.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator? Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12628 for Brian and Sarah Riley. The property has unique physical conditions with where the septic system is placed and with the wetlands in the back. Due to those physical circumstances, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in conformity with the Sussex County Code. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. Mr. Chairman, is this just for the front yard? Is the motion just for the front yard? Okay.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12628 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
evening.
You very much.
Next case.